Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Stories. Storytelling. Throughout the ages of time, stories have captured our attention. We have found ourselves and find ourselves listening, relating, and connecting to the story as well as to the person of the story. Having thoughts of, I'm not alone. You are not alone. We are in this thing called life together. Hey everybody, this is Dr. Deb Lind and welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast. Every week we bring amazing guests, whether they're subject matter experts, inspiring souls, forward thinkers, or perhaps even wounded healers. In June is PTSD Awareness Month. And here at PTSD and Beyond, we've been working on something pretty special for you. Something that you can listen to each and every day. Each day in the month of June, we'll be sharing the unique story of someone with lived experience with trauma and PTSD. We'll learn a little bit about their journey, how they're progressing through a healing journey, as well as hear their post-traumatic growth and how they've found meaning, purpose, and a superpower in the process of healing. We got to let you guys know that we are extremely grateful for all the folks that have shown tremendous courage to come on the podcast and share their stories and inspire everyone to listen to this podcast around the globe. We've had folks from England, Canada, New Zealand, India, Malaysia, Australia, the United States, and beyond. We felt that there was no better way to honor PTSD Awareness Month and to share the stories of our brothers and sisters from around the world and acknowledging their trauma, their challenges with PTSD, but also to teach us and to inspire us, allowing us a glimpse of their healing journey. We here at PTSD and Beyond hope that these stories will touch your heart and touch your soul and offer you inspiration and compassion for others suffering from PTSD, from folks that are affected by PTSD, as well as yourself. These are the powerful lived experience stories of real people. They are the champions who keep striving, who keep healing, who keep growing, and who keep living. We hope that you enjoy the PTSD and Beyond 30 Stories in 30 Days, honoring PTSD Awareness Month. Remember to please share these episodes with folks that you feel and you know will benefit. Remember to subscribe, like, and share. So let's give a listen to today's guests. 30 Stories in 30 Days starts now. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. And today we've got another Share Your Story segment. And again, we've got somebody from the north of us, our north neighbors, hailing in from British Columbia. Guys, let's give a heartfelt welcome to Jack Brown. Jack, welcome to PTSD and Beyond.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've talked a little bit before starting recording about sharing stories. And you've got your own website at jackbrown.com, as well as a following on Instagram at thejackbrown. And when we share our stories, we always know that there's a person that we connect with. There are people who can resonate with what we say. And it actually helps people feel better about where they're at on their healing journey and can even inspire people to take those next steps to a healing journey. So share with our listeners a little bit about your story.
Okay. So actually I'm from Australia. I live in Canada now. So I was sexually abused by my stepfather from the ages of 5 to 10. And in the world of the remote Australian community, because I'm from a very small place, we don't talk about problems. We don't deal with anything. We sweep everything under the rug. Everything. Vulnerability is a weakness. So when my abuse finally came to light, I literally got shipped off to my parents were divorced, and I got shipped off to the other parent, and that's it. No one ever spoke to me about it again. So it was an interesting experience coming from just that background. And then eventually, I mean, there's more to it, but you know, we don't have all the time in the world, but eventually I ended up on a counselor's couch at 33 going, I've lost my mojo. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. I feel like I'm just treading water and there's got to be more. And that was it. That was the start. I was, wow. You know, I sat there and I spoke to her about, can you just tell me what I'm supposed to do with my life? And she was like, well, tell me about yourself. Tell me about, and I started to go into my story and I was like, oh no, but that doesn't affect me. It's dealt with. It's in the past. And she was like, you know, with her clipboard going, okay, cool. Cool story. So it took some time from there, but eventually I got to the stage where I wanted to work on it. And I'd never wanted to. I thought I had a really good story in my head of it made me who I was. I was stronger because of it. And it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. It's interesting the things that we say to ourselves to soothe ourselves. That's very, thank you, by the way, for, you know, sharing part of your story and to be able to have the strength and the courage to say things where it means what we experienced wasn't recognized and it was pushed to the side. And whether it's cultural or part of a family dynamic, there's other folks that, you know, feel the same. And we experience so many challenges from having trauma and being survivors of trauma. You talked a little bit here just about when you were 33 years old, you know, feeling like you were treading water and asking a therapist, you know, basically, where do I go from here? What are some ways that in either looking back or even having the awareness today, how trauma has affected your life?
It's a great question. Trauma has affected my life in every aspect. It's affected my health because of, you know, all the learning that I've done now and the growth and the healing that I've done from it. I now understand that trauma is stored in your body.
Right.
Like every emotion that is not, you know, worked through is stored in your body. So there's all of these like mystery illnesses that, you know, have no explanation. Like my husband and I tried to get pregnant for years and there's nothing wrong with me. It's just a stress response to, you know, recognizing that, you know, I've been in fight or flight since I was 10 years old or even earlier since I was 5. I just didn't know how to regulate. I didn't know how to self-soothe. I didn't even have the mind-body connection that I could even, you know, see the problems. I was like, there's just something wrong with me and I can't explain it.
Those are some things that we talk about so often is you have illnesses, right? People have illnesses that are unexplained and that current medical practices or alternative remedies are unable to help. Some people experience things that are perplexing to the medical community, whether it's homeopathy or naturopath or, you know, traditional medicine. And those are things that people continue to struggle with. And when we have this reflection awareness, like yourself right now of, you know, these are all explained by then effects of trauma, we also grow in some ways. There's a lot of research being conducted right now about post-traumatic growth. And when we're in the early stages of our healing, we might, you know, hear this and think, well, that would be nice, but I'm not there yet, or I would really like to get there at some point. And when we do have growth moments, I call them breakthrough moments. And I can always tell when a breakthrough moment is happening because I never feel good about it. And then once it happens, because I know it's like, okay, great. I know something's coming, which is good. I don't like it right now. I'm going to grow from this though, because it's the same sensation for me. And then we have those moments of growth. And once you have one growth moment, you always know there's something else coming. So what are ways, and it's true. It is so true, you know, and for the listener out there, there's a few people who are thinking, yeah, okay, rolling their eyes. And there's somebody who's like, yeah, I totally get that. What are mm-hmm. ways that you've grown because of trauma and from trauma?
You know, it's interesting. I didn't really go into it at the start where I had no interest in forgiving my abuser and his family. That was what prevented me from even wanting to open the Pandora's box was mm-hmm. that I was like, if forgiveness is on the cards, this is not for me. I have nothing to do with this. And I now live in a world where, cause I would hear people say that is like, you know, you've got to forgive them. You've got to let it go. Like it's more about, you know, I can't remember the quote about drinking the poison and expecting someone else to die. And that's what they say it in terms of forgiveness. And I was like, and I'm still not there. I'm still not at forgiveness, but I am at compassion and understanding. Mm-hmm. I have an understanding of what type of human does this to a child is a very injured human. And I'm like, damn, it is freeing. So that's one of the huge, like the biggest takeaways. And I would say that my level of compassion and understanding for the world now is a lot more. Like I can see terrible things and it's not that it makes it okay, but I can see why it happens.
Yep. You can see why, and then you can have compassion, understanding, and those then again go to the why of some of the things that you're doing right now to share your story and to help others. And to, you mentioned about having upcoming workshops and to have your website and to have your social presence and for us to be here today. So I'm smiling because with growth, once that growth happens, it never stops. And growth that continues to grow and has growing then develops into a superpower. So what mm-hmm. is your superpower?
My superpower is to see people and allow them a safe place to be seen, for sure. It has become now my mission to help others helping them show, like sharing my story makes me feel like that was the reason it happened, is so that I can then go on and have and be worthy of helping other people, you know, heal from theirs. Because everyone has trauma. Every single person.
And it's especially true now with a COVID world. We've all been touched with some sort of trauma in our life. And the superpower to be able to help others. So there's this, you know, they call it a wounded healer. So heal thyself and then you help others heal. And as you're helping other people heal, simultaneously, you're still healing yourself, which is an amazing superpower and a gift to have. And while I say this, there's always a person who's been touched by these episodes. There's a person right now, whether it's in, you know, Australia or Canada or, you know, one of the 54 plus countries that we have listener presence. I mean, everywhere. It's just absolutely incredible. And there's a person right now who is saying, you know what? It's the way that Jack's saying it and the way that you're conveying your story and the struggles as well as the growth and then the champion in you. What would you say to that person who you've made that connection with right now?
I would tell them they're not alone. That their pain is real and quantified. Pain is not quantifiable. Like I can't sit here. I used to have this really good, like when I would tell people I was sexually abused, I'd be like, but it wasn't that bad. It's not as though I was sold into sex slavery. And that's a real fucking shitty thing, but it's just as bad. Mm-hmm. Everything is just as bad. And if it's your parents divorcing or you have, you know, experienced some serious sexual assault, your pain is real, and you deserve just as much compassion and understanding to help heal from it. And that it's a destination. It's not a destination. It's a journey. It's really corny and it sucked. And I remember the first time my counselor told me, because I really just wanted it to be like, when am I better? And she's beautiful. She's like, I was very lucky to fall into my first counselor and have a magical, like we still talk. But she's like, first of all, you're not broken. And second of all, sorry, this is just something you live with for the rest of your life. And we just get better at it.
Mm-hmm. I love that quote. This is something that we get better at. It's something that we'll have for the rest of our lives. And we get better at it. It's not a life sentence. We get better at it. And that, yes, that your pain is just as deserving to be heard and validated and healing as anyone else's. Any other comments that you might want to share with our audience today, Jack?
No, I just want to take the opportunity to thank you for what you're doing, because providing a platform like this to talk about really hard things is not as fun as talking about, like, cooking shows. Yeah, cooking shows. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm really.
More we talk about it.
Yeah. The more we talk about it, the better it is. And the more that we make it okay to talk about. I find what's interesting, and I know we're going off topic a little bit here, and I want to keep respectful of the time, is that people that come on and do the podcast that share their story, there's a level of and a sense of empowerment with every person. Again, if you would have told the little girl from Detroit who didn't speak till she was 3 years old that she would have a global podcast, I can tell you right now, I would have been in the closet sucking my fingers saying it's not going to happen. Because that's true. That's exactly where I would go hide and what I would do until it was okay to come out. And what's interesting is that, like I said, every person who's been on here to share their story, there's been always something that's happened where we are smiling with one another. And I am so grateful. I really am. I'm super grateful for you to come on and to, you know, have the courage, the bravery, the vulnerability. And there is a champion in each and every one of the folks that have been on, including yourself, to share your story and to provide this gift for listeners out there, because we are not alone. And this is one more way that we can unite each other to reinforce that a mental health is equally as important as physical health, and that we are compassionate people, we're emotional people. And if your story can help somebody else, and then that can help someone else, and to continue and to continue and continue. We're one rock that makes a big wave in a big ass ocean. And I'm super proud of that. And I'm proud of you for coming on today and for doing what you're doing for yourself.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Guys, this is Dr. Dead with PTSD and Beyond. Remember to subscribe, because guess what happens when you do subscribe and we drop a new episode? You get notification before anybody else does. So make sure you subscribe. And if you liked this episode, what's really helpful is that you give us a rating and say that you like it, because you want to know why. The more that you like it, the better that we get topped of the ratings, and then other people can get help and assistance. And if you have a suggestion for a topic or somebody that you'd like to see as a guest, you know, drop me a line, and I always read my own email and I'll respond to you, and we can have a little convo about that, and we can move forward with your idea. So thanks for being here today, and remember to check us out again next time. We hope you enjoyed today's guest and their story on 30 stories in 30 days on the PTSD and Beyond podcast. Remember to hit that subscribe button, as well as to like and share and comment, and make a note, because guys, tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, we've got another story on 30 stories in 30 days at PTSD and Beyond.